Good morning and welcome once again. I'm your host, Matt Jones, and welcome back to the studio with actually some pretty decent news this time around. It's Hallie Crawford, career counselor from HallieCrawford.com. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you back. It's been a while. We were talking about this a little bit off air. I thought that we had met in January, but it's been since last year, since right before Thanksgiving.
I know. And luckily since then, we've got some good news.
Really? Yeah. Just recently, great news. We're talking about at least nationally unemployment down into the single digits.
Yes, finally.
And you're hearing these news stories about where jobs or big companies are preparing to hire. They're reaching out to headhunters and things of that nature and letting them know, it's like, hey, start gathering up those resumes.
Yeah.
We think we have this. We think we have that. So they're preparing for something big.
Yeah, and it's good because part of why that happens, I think, is because they've got their budgets for the new year, you know, and people are feeling a little more optimistic, so they're willing to, you know, hire new people. They're still being cautious about it. But I've had tons of clients with job interviews starting, you know, bang, from the beginning of the year. So it's really good news. I think we still need to be smart about our search. And that's part of what we're going to be talking about today. But it's positive. So there's reason to be optimistic.
That's right. That's Hallie Crawford from HallieCrawford.com today with your four tips for the new job horizon.
Woohoo! So the first one is to expand your search. So here's the deal. Like, yes, things are getting better, but that doesn't mean you can't, you know, you throw away your job search plan. You need to still have or create a new plan for yourself, which includes your ideal career direction, the one you really, really want. But I always suggest to clients that you have two other possible ideas related to it, just in case you need to expand your search over time. And there's different reasons for this and kind of this is how to do this, okay? So number one, what I typically say to people is if your search for your dream job or your ideal direction is on like month three and things still aren't opening up, you're not getting interviews, that kind of thing, then you want to start expanding your search a little bit because around 3 months, you should be making some kind of progress, getting some interviews, you know, at least one or two, having your resume be picked up. So you want to expand your search if you have to at that point. And what I tell people is, first, make a list of keywords and do it with a friend if you have to, related to your industry. So this is kind of a corny example, but like for a lawyer, your keywords could be lawyer, law, legal, legislation, statute, like those kinds of things. And in order to brainstorm ideas that are related to being a lawyer, you can plug those keywords into websites. Just a Google search is a good one, just kind of a broad general one. But there's two other websites a lot of people don't know about. One is called mypursuit.com, like the pursuit of happiness. And another one is onetonline.org. It's O-N-E-T online.org. If you plug in keywords there, it's really cool, Matt, because that it will pull up jobs that have those keywords in the descriptions and can give you some additional ideas. Another way that you can do this, too, is to look on the big job boards like Monster and Career Builder and plug in those and see what jobs pop up. You never know. And you can also look on LinkedIn. And so, and the key thing with this, you know, doing this brainstorming is you have to stay organized. Because I don't know about you, but, you know, when you search online and then you start digging into these websites, you get totally lost, right?
Oh, yeah. You, like an article will pop up. You'll start reading that article. You'll link to another one. And suddenly you're off completely your job search and,
yeah,
and entrenched in Justin Bieber.
Yes. Or looking at Facebook or something. So you've got to watch it. You have to stay focused. But you also have to stay organized, too. Like keep a trail of, okay, this is the keyword I searched by. This is what I found. Copy the website, whatever you need to do. Stay organized.
Oh, yeah. I do this all the time. And then I'll just go through at the end of the month and clear things out. If I'm searching through things, especially doing any kind of show preparation for my day job, if I come across something that's interesting and I don't have time for it or it's something I want to revisit, I favorite everything. I just
yeah.
say, and I'll have, you know, it may be a mess sometimes, and I'll just go out there and clean it out at the end of the month. But that way it's always there and you don't do that whole thing of, oh, what? Because it happens exactly that way. You're looking for one thing and suddenly you found yourself, you know, four websites away and you found something really cool and you'll have no idea how to get back there.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't just keep hitting back, back, back. You know, it's not going to work. So you have favorited Justin Bieber website,
no,
I'm assuming, right?
No. I was using that as an example. I thought he was one of your favorites.
Yes, actually he is. So clean out the favorites. That's good. And you know what I tell people actually? Create an Excel spreadsheet for this. because then you can have your list of keywords. You can have your list of the sites that you want to go back to. Like, don't go into them yet. The ones that you want to go back to and look at later. And then you can just go boom, boom, boom down the list. And it's really methodical and a lot easier. So that's what can help you expand your search if you have to. And I think that even though, you know, the economy is getting better and unemployment numbers are better, we still need to have a just-in-case plan. You might need to expand your search, so be prepared to do it and have a way to do it, and this is a way to. Okay? So the second thing is, can we move on to number two?
Yeah, we're talking with Hallie Crawford from HallieCrawford.com, going over the four tips for the new job horizon, and this is tip number two.
Tip number two is to know your brand. You hear this all the time. You need to know your brand. I think it kind of gets overused, honestly, but here's the deal with this. You really need to understand what makes you unique in the marketplace. So how are you different from your peers? Do you have some type of like specific experience that's different or unique? Like if you're a nurse, for example, have you worked with a specific population that you have expertise with that you need to put on your resume? So you really need to understand what your brand is and what makes you unique. And here's a couple of things or ways to kind of figure this out. So the first thing is, if you're not sure what your brand is, you can ask your friends and family, ask other people, hey, what do you think, you know, makes me unique? What are some of my strengths? And if you're too embarrassed to do this, blame it on me. Tell them I told you to do it. You were listening to the radio and they said you needed to do this. So ask other people. And I always like to ask like a kind of a smattering of people, like male, female, people from work, people from your personal life too, because you'll get different answers depending on who you ask. Okay. And the other thing about this to understand what makes you unique, sometimes we discount what comes naturally to us and forget, you know, past experiences that we've had. So you can, again, look at job boards for this, too, and look at the requirements for jobs you're interested in and just, you know, print them out and highlight, okay, boom, 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 these are the requirements or experience or skills that I actually have, just in case you've forgotten some of them. And with this, too, you can look on LinkedIn, and this is actually really important. I have clients do this all the time. I have my clients look at the LinkedIn profiles of people who work in their industry so that they can understand, okay, this is the trend or the themes I'm seeing across all these different people, and this is how I can stand out from them, okay? So LinkedIn can really come in handy here. And then finally, when you've got your brand, you know what makes you unique and special, right? Make sure that you have all of that listed on your LinkedIn profile. You can't not be on LinkedIn these days. That's not an option. And your LinkedIn profile has to have the keywords that either an employer or a recruiter would search for if they were trying to find someone like you. Okay? So LinkedIn is really important too. So this is the second one is knowing your brand. You have to be really clear about it because when you go to these networking events, you have to it has to roll off your tongue. You got to be ready.
Absolutely. And going back to asking around, you want to focus on those people who may make you cringe on certain occasions because they're very honest. But that's what you want in this aspect. You know, you don't want to go to mom because she's going to say, I love everything about you.
I know.
Well, you know, it depends. Some moms
would be tougher,
might
maybe.
Might be that person to go to. But, yeah, you want to reach out to those people that you know will give you the honest answer. I had a friend recently that was working on a project. He was trying to go the entrepreneur route, and he was just like, everybody tells me they love this. And I was like, who did you ask?
Right.
And it doesn't mean that the product is bad, but – you know, you can't ask your friends because these are the people that are going to have to sit down with you at dinner and go to movies with you.
Yeah.
And they're not going to tell you, oh, we don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to be totally honest. So, and with that, too, I mean, that's a really good point. You want to be prepared to get that honest feedback. Don't, like, argue with them or anything like that. And when you talk to them, say, look, I really want you to be honest. And ask them about different elements of your personality, like work, personal, that kind of thing. Try to really get them to expand because I think a lot of people will be kind of hesitant at first because, you know, they don't want to be rude to you or whatever. But encourage them. Let them know, hey, I really want the honest truth here. Give me some things that I can either, you know, put on my resume that I can look at or work on or whatever it is.
And ask them to send you an email or write it down somewhere that's, I guess, less intimate. That way they may not feel as forthcoming face-to-face.
Yeah, that's an option. If you feel like someone isn't going to be as comfortable with it, just do it via email. That's totally fine. And while you're doing this, by the way, since we were talking about LinkedIn, this can be a great time, depending on the person, to get recommendations on LinkedIn for you. I've seen people actually use LinkedIn recommendations on their resume. It's a cool new way to have like a third party, you know, validating or promoting you. And I've seen people, they put them right at the top of their resume as part of a way to promote themselves. It's a great thing to have.
All right. Talking to Hallie Crawford right now from HallieCrawford.com. The job market is on, on the upswing.
Yes.
Would be the way to put it. The housing market, which got us into this trouble, has finally, they say, hit bottom, and things are turning around, and employers are starting to realize that the economy is making that turn. Is it going to go back to where it was? Probably not. But it is on the rise. Employers are reaching out. They want to see those resumes.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you need to know what to do in this new job horizon. And here's tip number three.
Three, yes. Yeah, so tip number three is one that you guys have all heard before, but it is still true, and even more so when the economy is the way it is you need to network and you need to tell everyone that you know you're looking. Because even though things are getting better, employers, I mean, who wants to post a job opening and get flooded with like 500 resumes of people who are not qualified? Nobody wants to do that. So the first thing an employer is going to do when they want to fill a position is they're going to start to walk around their office and say, hey, do you know someone that can help us with X, blah, blah, blah. The networking thing is so critical.
And that's where LinkedIn comes in in a big way. It's the Facebook of the professional world. So people who might have fallen off your radar as you know, in college or high school, it's like, oh, I just accepted a LinkedIn invite from John. He's an engineer now. That's real weird. You know, it's like, I got this guy I went to school with. Let me see.
And that's actually a really good point, too, because John, you might connect with him on Facebook first. Connect with him on LinkedIn, too, because like you're saying, you don't know what these people are doing now necessarily, and they could be working in an industry that you want to be in. And one of the things I tell people that either they don't know about or they're not using them as much as I would like them to, or they're not as comfortable with it, is the concept of doing informational interviews. And what I always want my clients to do is have at least set a goal of having at least two informational interviews per week in your field of interest. Start with your existing network, reach out to those people, and then expand it by going to networking events, by participating in LinkedIn groups online, actually. I've had people make new connections by participating because they've got they're like meetup groups almost, but on LinkedIn, and they're just professional. So you can start engaging in conversations on that and expand your network that way, reach out to people. You can attend business networking meetings and job search groups. Remember, guys, with job search groups that you also want to go to meetings where people are employed, because going to ones where, you know, everybody's unemployed isn't really going to help you. And an informational interview.
Except for therapy, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Therapy is always helpful. So an informational interview, just so you guys know, because people always ask me about this. They don't know what it means. It's about like 15 to 20 minutes of somebody's time to ask about an industry, to learn more about it, or what it's like to work at a certain company. It is not asking for a job, okay? You will scare people off if you make them think that's why you're contacting them. So it's making a connection with someone with the intention of learning more.
And this is for students that are coming mm-hmm. into the industry. This is for those people who are interested in possibly changing companies or changing, you know, fields within their area of expertise.
Yep.
And also for people who, I mean, let's face it, people have been out of work for years.
I know.
So, an informational interview, maybe even with the company that you left 3 years ago, you are not there on a day-to-day basis to find out what changes have taken place in the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, you may be keeping up with trends, you know, in trade magazines and things of that nature, but you have no idea what programs that they're working on in those offices anymore,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, and, you know, what's been outsourced, who, you know, what's inside.
Yeah, any changes that have happened. And that's the thing, like, they're not advertising the positions, and if you pay attention to and keep in touch with those people there, you're going to know what's happening and be ready for that next thing when they're hiring or whatever. So exactly. And to your point, it's any age. Most people think, oh, this is just for students or people just out of college. No. I've had people in their late 40s conduct informational interviews, and the person said, oh my gosh, this is such a great idea. People should do it more. So keep in mind, okay, with informational interviews, guys, you need to be mindful of the person's time because everybody's busy. You need to do it in a way that's convenient for them, whether it's coffee, phone, kind of, you know, let them take the lead. And if you're doing it in person, pay for their coffee or their meal or whatever. Don't let them do it. It's their time. And have questions prepared ahead of time. Always be prepared. It's so impressive when you're like, okay, these are the five questions I want to ask you, Matt, ready to go. Boom, boom, boom. Because then you can help me. You know exactly how you can best help me. And that's much more rewarding. some of the questions you can ask are, what's a typical day like? What type of person succeeds in this role? What are the standard qualifications for this job? And I always want people to ask at the very end, do you know anybody else that I could talk to learn more? So you want to keep finding those warm bodies, how I describe it, new people to talk to if you can.
That's right, and that'll always come up. Mm-hmm. There'll always be that next person, unless
yeah.
you're a weirdo and they don't want to associate with you.
Right, you haven't showered in days or something like that.
Not from my own
like
personal
that.
Experience.
No,
not if. I just have met weirdos.
Right, of course not, never. So you have to network, shower, and don't be weird as part of it. Tell everyone that you know. So
that's right. That's probably a good point. I mean, don't be weird. Some people are – I'm a little bit more freewheeling with my personality. If I'm in a professional setting, I know that I need to, you know, tone it down.
Oh, you do?
You know,
oh, good.
Pull, yes, yes. Not out, you know, outside of this room. I need to reel it in.
Yeah. Well, and everybody has that. You've got your personal persona and your work persona. And you need to pay attention to it and be mindful of it and kind of read the conversation, you know, read where, you know, where are you? Are you at a more formal networking event? Then you act a certain way. If you're one that's less formal, that's completely different. But this is part of where those soft skills and those social skills are so critical, because you won't act like an idiot if you, you know, I mean.
What does that mean?
Exactly. So you need to know how to behave, how to dress, everything else.
All right, that's Hallie Crawford from HallieCrawford.com. 4 tips for the new job horizon. We've got to move on to tip number 4 because we're running out of time.
I know. Okay, so tip number 4 is go for the gold. I was in my Olympic moment this morning when I was thinking about this. So here's the deal with this, guys. Go for what you really want. We talked about the dream job at the beginning. I want you to focus on that first, because if you start to settle for less right away, if you play small, you get small, right? So don't start settling right away. The job market is getting better. Go for what you really want and stay focused on it. Don't compromise too soon. You can always adjust things along the way or compromise if you have to, but don't compromise up front, because if you do that, you're going to end up totally off track and doing something that you don't want to do. So here's the deal. Have a plan for the next, you know, 3, 6, 12 months for your job search. And then be willing to adjust it. I mean, this is part of what happens to people, is they've got this plan and then something, you know, a wrench gets thrown into it and they freak out. You have to be willing to adjust it too. So set a specific goal and be as specific as you possibly can. The title you want, the job title, the salary, the companies you want to work for, and network your way in. That's the way to do it. And at the same time, you have to be patient and persistent with this. It's going to take time. Like we were talking about, the economy is not turning around. It's not going to be the way it was, I don't think. And it's not turning around on a dime. This is like the slowest recovery that we've ever had, I think since the Depression or something like that. I read something the other day about that. So you also need to be just patient and persistent with it. Know that it's going to take time, but if you stay focused on what you want and you're very clear about what you want, you're much more likely to get that than if you, you know, kind of wander off and go off track like we do on the internet looking at Justin Bieber.
We're learning so much about you this morning, Hallie.
That's right. I'm telling you all my personal details. So the 4 tips are, expand your search. Okay, so things are getting better, but you still need to have kind of a contingency plan. You want to have 2 additional career ideas in addition to the ideal one, just in case. You need to know your brand, know what makes you unique. You need to talk it up, network as much as possible with people, get on LinkedIn, get on the job boards, look at, you know, what qualifications are necessary, and then go for the gold. Don't settle for less.
And in that, I don't want to keep anybody from reaching for their dreams, but here's something to be very realistic about. The industry that you left, and this is the same across the board, does not, you know, those jobs don't pay what they paid.
Yeah,
so find out what the industry's standard is. If you made 80, they may be paying 70 now.
Yep.
So you can't go in and demand 80 anymore. You're going to have to go in at 70 and work your way up. And wait till the job market becomes more competitive. It's going to take that next big, you know, new industry on the horizon, the next big tech, hopefully not bubble, to
yes.
to arrive, you know, to propel us into our next boom time. So that, you know, it may not be in our lifetime.
I know. It could be a while, actually. So you do. You have to be realistic about it, too. And I think that's such an important part of it. You have to dream, but also be real. And there's kind of like a fine line there that people need to walk. So, and one of the places, actually, I wanted to say as you were talking about salary, Indeed.com is a great website to check out salary research, because that can give you a sense. So go into that interview the job, you know, if you think they're going to offer you the job, whatever, armed with information. Know exactly what you need to know so that you can justify the money that you're asking for.
Absolutely. And schooling never hurts. If you needed to make that next leap educational, you know, in education, you can do that while you're working. And some companies, even today, will pay for that education.
Totally. You can get a certificate. I mean, after hours. Like, there's a human resources certificate you can get. You don't have to go back to school necessarily.
Oh, lots I want to go back to school.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
All right. Hallie Crawford from HallieCrawford.com. Thank you very much. Best of luck to everyone out there in this new job horizon. Those four tips, I would imagine, will be up on your website.
Yes, they will. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great morning.